you.
Hey, Clint.
Hello.
Jesus. Oh, I felt good. I felt really good. You know, it's kind of one of those last things I really was looking forward to getting, in the, you know, checking off in the process, making a tackle, playing live ball, getting hit, stuff like that. So felt really good. Very pleased with it. It was a bit of a tease, only getting to play like four or five plays and having to come out, but better safe than sorry, and it was great. I'm very lucky, very happy.
Is it hard on you to come out?
It's always frustrating, you know, as a competitor, you get the juices flowing, you get back out there, and especially for myself, being away for 11 months and then, you know, getting just a taste. But it was good. I understand the process, like I've said many times. I understand their plan, and our plan is to get ready for the Jaguars. That's the biggest thing.
How big a moment
was
for you getting all
been through? Yeah, it's obviously been very long, and it's been a long process, and just kind of thinking back on everything that's happened, I'm just very fortunate to be where I am. I'm very fortunate to have great teammates, great coaches, great staff. Everybody taking such good care of me, and I love being back with my teammates. I think that's the biggest thing. Bless you. The biggest thing, guys, you can't control it. Come on. The biggest thing is just I'm so happy to be back with my guys. It's just so much fun in my D-line room, being back out there with my teammates. That's where I belong. That's the biggest return. I mean, that's by far the biggest story of the day. I don't think that my return should be a headliner. I think his should. I think that's hands down such a cool story. The guy's a warrior. He's a fighter. He's an inspiration to all of us, and I think DQ deserves every bit of headline and every bit of praise that everybody gives him because he's a hell of a player, hell of a guy, and we couldn't be more proud to have him on our team. Yeah, I feel very good. I'm very happy that I got to go out there and play a few plays. I think that it's very important, especially this year more than others, to make sure I get acclimated again, let my body see what it feels like to be out there and to make that tackle, to take some hits. And so I really enjoyed it. There's obviously always things to learn. I'm really looking forward to getting back and getting back to practice.
Can you talk about the progress this team has made on the whole, going through the
green being here? Mm-hmm. First preseason game, what progress? I think we've done a lot of coming together. We've come together really well. We've created a lot of team chemistry. We have a really good group of guys, a really good group. Tonight, I think, is really big for us from putting stuff on film for both the young guys and the vets that we can learn from. I think, you know, you get that first live action of the year, nothing's going to be perfect. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that we can go back and teach young guys, the old guys can learn from. We can go out there and practice it next week, and I think that's really big, and I think that tonight was a great step for us in that direction.
What do you think about watching the quarterback?
I don't watch the quarterbacks, man. I'm a defensive guy. I just chase them.
JJ, how about you and James chasing down the ball carrier there,
the
first tackle?
Yeah. Yeah, I told the guys, I don't want to be chasing like that all the time. Too damn tired when I get back to the huddle. But, you know, it's fun. I think that's one thing that we try and bring as a defense is guys always hustling to the ball, no matter where it is, if it's on the line of scrimmage in the backfield or 15 yards down the field. We're always going to try and make a play. And I think it's great to see, you know, JD flying down there. It was good to get myself in on a tackle, whether I tackled the ball carrier or JD. I don't know who, but I tackled somebody, and that's all I wanted to do tonight. So it worked. Thanks, guys.
We're going to bring Questenberry to the podium, too.